Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, the Atlanta Dream are preparing for their final game of the WNBA semifinal playoff series against the Washington Mystics tonight. The series is tied at 2-2, so as GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the winner of this game will go on to the WNBA finals.
The Dream had a chance to end the series on Sunday, but the return of injured Washington star Elena Delladon led the Mystics to a win and forced a decisive Game 5. Dream coach Nikki Collins says her team will need to shake off the loss and understand just how close they are to playing for a championship.
If you told me in February or May or June, even in early July, that we'd have a chance to go to the finals, had one game with a chance to go to the finals, I'd be pretty excited.
Atlanta will play in front of a home crowd at McCamish Pavilion on the campus of Georgia Tech. Tonight's tip-off is set for 8 o'clock. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The fallout continues after Aretha Franklin's 8-hour funeral on Friday. The late singer's family says it found Atlanta minister Jasper Williams' eulogy to be offensive and distasteful. Yesterday, the singer's nephew, Vaughn Franklin, said the family was taken by surprise at Williams' words. Williams is under fire for saying Black America is losing its soul. He described children being in a home without a father as, quote, abortion after birth, and said Black lives do not matter unless Blacks stop killing each other. He also said women are incapable of raising sons alone. Aretha Franklin was a single mother of four boys. Reverend Williams Jr., who is the pastor emeritus at Salem Bible Church in Atlanta, told the Associated Press in an interview on Sunday that he felt his sermon was appropriate, and parts of it were taken out of context. But the Franklin family says they expected a proper eulogy that concentrated on Aretha Franklin's life. After a 5-day celebration of pop culture, fantasy, and sci-fi, Atlanta's Dragon Con is now in the history books. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, an estimated 80,000 people came out for the convention. Although attendance fell short by about 5,000 in expectations, Dragon Con still raised at least $85,000 for its chosen charity, Literary Action Incorporated. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is opening the city's checkbook in a way. Today, she's rolling out a new online web portal that'll open the city's finances to the public. Her administration says Atlanta is now joining a small group of cities across the country that provide an online database for residents to monitor its local government spending. They say it's a way to increase transparency and to make the government more accessible to residents. We're going to bring you more details on that later today on All Things Considered. The separation of children from their immigrant parents along the border has drawn international attention this year. But the AJC reports similar separations also take place right here in Georgia. In the state, when a parent is deported or detained, their children may be placed in foster care if there's no other relative to take care of them. If that happens, lawyers say the children may have to endure a long separation while the parent goes through a difficult process trying to get the child back. Tom Rawlings, who serves as interim director of the Georgia Division of Family and Children's Services, says he's working to address the situation. Just 2 months before the midterm elections, bipartisan legislation to try to prevent foreign hacking into U.S. election systems is stalled in Congress. The White House and some Republicans worry it would exert too much federal control over states. But supporters of the bill say the delay could embolden Russia, which attempted to breach election infrastructure in Georgia and at least 20 other states in 2016. For more news, please visit us at gpbnews.org, where we are streaming as well.